Hey, Brandon Beliso here. I hope you're living your best life. It is Friday, March 24th, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, little time codes like that when you're cultivating a mindset of success are valuable because it helps us celebrate those milestones and recognize where we are in our lives. So where are we? We're here, man. This is Success Never Sleeps. I am Brandon Beliso. I can't believe we've been doing this for, I don't know, 6-7 years, week after week. You know, you can count on us to be here. And as you come aboard, let me know you're there. Say hi. Hey, Bob. I count on Bob being here every weekend. I look forward to seeing you, Bob, at It's Time Live Boston. It's Time Live Boston. My only East Coast visit, you know, as I share passionately, I am for the small school owner. You know, I stand up for the small school owner. I feel that much like the disproportion of wealth in the world, I witness that in the martial arts industry a lot. Something like 10% of the martial arts school owners make 90% of the wealth. I think there's something severely wrong there. And so I'm a huge advocate for that change. But I recognize being a small business owner, you know, we just broke 960 again. We've been stuck around the 950, 960 mark. And people would say, that's not bad for two locations. Well, but I don't think we've maximized the potential. I would love to be at 600 per location, right? I want to max out classes consistently. So there's always room for growth. But I believe being a small business owner, there's a certain skill set that you need. There's a certain mindset more than anything that you need. And so you come to It's Time Live Boston. We're going to spend about 8-9 hours together. We'll have a continental breakfast. I'm going to feed you good for lunch. And we're going to go deep, man. We'll do the systems. We'll do the staff training. You know, the standard things that you need. But I want to go deep on personal development. I want to go deep on wealth building. I want to go deep on setting up your business properly for not only growth, but for sustainability through things like a pandemic, through things like this recession, right? We just saw what happened with the banking system, and that's just a prelude. The interest still went up, even in light of what happened with these regional banks, right? The Fed still raised the interest rate. So that shows us inflation is not gone. It shows us it has not been curbed, and it shows us that it's going to trickle down to the martial arts industry, right? We see people opening schools. We see people doing things, and that's fine, and that's good, but I think we need to pay attention to the big overall picture. And it's going to trickle down to our industry. We're one of the last to feel it, but make no mistake, we will feel it. Cool? Hey, Brazil, what's happening? Juscelino. I know I'm not saying that right. How grateful I am to have somebody joining us from Brazil. So, so grateful. What's the name of your school? Do you own a school out there in Brazil? Please share with us. How lucky are we, folks? We have somebody joining us from Brazil. And so that's what It's Time Live Boston is about. And it's unlike anything out there because I, like you, I'm still in the trenches. So I believe I'm at the pulse of what's going on. I still get sad when a student quits, right? I still, you know, get down on myself when my team's not happy. I still have those days where I don't want to work out and I force myself onto that mat. You know, it's human, man. It's human. And I think that's what's fun about working together. Greg, my brother from another mother up in Canada. Okay, we have Brazil and we have Canada. We have Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, Sensei Bolden. You know, you're very inspirational, Sensei. And I know I'm a little older than you, right? I'm 61. Sensei, you just turned 55, I believe. But what I love about Sensei Bolden, you know, he's still out there competing. He's still out there training. And it's just very inspirational. Right? I know you don't own a big school or anything like that, Sensei, but I just want to, you know, boom, deep bow of respect to you, Sensei Bolden. What you do is very, very cool. Hey, we got somebody from Florida. Who's that? Who's that? Oh, Frazao Karate. Do you have a website? If you can, get me their website, Marco. I'd love to take a look at them. Got another Facebook user there. Afternoon, sir. Who is that? Who's that? No, Sensei, I mean, I've done martial arts for 56 years now. My dad owned one school for 50 plus years. He just closed it, you know, after the pandemic. I've had two locations, 22 years. I've trained since I was five. You are a true martial artist. You know, I think you're well-rounded. You do weapons, you do forms, you do everything. And I think that's cool. I think you epitomize that martial arts is something we can do for our whole life, Sensei. And it doesn't have to be, I'm an MMA fighter, you know, and everything's about self-defense and killing people. And, you know, I think martial arts is a way of life. And I believe between your spirituality, from what I read, and your martial arts, that martial arts for you is a way of life. Right, it's not necessarily to beat the crap out of somebody, but I think we often miss that with MMA and everything going on with all these viral videos of two people fighting in the street, and this guy does a rear naked choke, and you know, and those different things that we often miss. We often miss that martial arts is a way of life, and it's so much more than just the self-defense aspect, but it should be there too, right? And I think you embody that, Sensei. You really do. Hey, Roy, what's up? My good buddy Roy, we've known each other since high school, and he owns businesses in Florida, as well as he's a, you know, licensed pilot. A licensed pilot. That's amazing. Long way from freaking music masters, huh, Roy? We've come a long way, and I'm grateful for that. So that's really what Boston's going to be all about. You know, I think I was working with a client this week, and we're really discussing how to get in that space, right? Because you think about it. If, you know, we think money by itself determines a level of success, and I'm here to tell you it is not. Okay? We witness it, right? Someone, you might make $60,000 a year, but you're able to go to all your kids' soccer games, and, you know, you have time to spend with the wife, and you take your vacations as needed, and nobody in your home goes without, and you're happy. Then you see the guy out there making $8 million a year with his martial arts schools, and he's gone through 3 divorces, unhappy, pissed off all the time, ranting at Facebook. Who do you want to be, right? When at the end of the day, when we go into that ground, whether you're a rich person or a poor person, you go on the ground the same freaking way. So be very mindful of that. And people say that's easy for you to say because you're pretty financially stable and taken care of and well off. That may be true, but I work as hard as I've ever worked. Why? Because I like hard work, but I play just as hard too. I do. And for me, my purpose in life is to make sure my family gets what they need, as well as some of the things they want, you know, as well as some of the things they want. But I'm a huge advocate to here we go. There we go. Well, we're back. So, I don't have a martial arts school, but I love your business ethics that are very important. I do financial services. That's right. That's right. And learn a lot from your messages. Love it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Roy. I appreciate that, sir. And I think that's what's wonderful about what I bring to the martial arts industry is the messages and learning that I offer transcends. And if it's good for Apple, if it's good for Disney, if it's good for the Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation at City College, or Meta, where I spoke at last year, it could truly, truly benefit our industry. Why do I think that type of language and messages aren't shared as much in our industry? Because I think we'll wake up to a new day. And for me, and again, I'm going to have to say this passionately, other than the apps, you know, that are out there, the CRM systems, digital marketing, the terrain's changing a lot. They pretty much want to keep you asleep. They anesthetize you with their videos and their law of scarcity. Sign up now, only 20 spots left, right? 2 weeks for $2. That type of stuff is done because if anyone's going to be creative in our industry, that means you have to boldly go where you've never gone before. That means you have to be willing to walk a path nobody travels. That means you have to be willing to stand in the face of the masses and take ridicule. You have to be willing to do that. But I believe that's why you've chosen to be an entrepreneur, isn't it? Isn't that why you've chosen to own your own business? Because in the words of Frank Sinatra, you want to do it your way. Okay? You want to do it your way. And that's what today's show is all about. You are your best investment. The key is, how do I invest in myself? And I'll get to that in a minute. All right? So, let me thank my sponsors. I must always, always do that. Who do we have? We have Tusai. They supply all the uniforms and stuff for the Taekwondo Olympians. And I'm very grateful for that relationship. I've shared it openly. My dad was their first client when they were Vision. back in the 90s. I've cultivated a relationship with their son over the years, who I love greatly, and he's learning and growing a lot. He actually just got into an MBA program, from what I understand. And, you know, it's unique to have a Kenpo guy working with somebody at this high level in the Taekwondo industry. You know, but what it really says, again, what I'm teaching you transcends Kenpo, Taekwondo, anything of that nature. Market Muscles, Stephen Reinstein, welcome back from Japan. Welcome on the new facility. Again, Market Muscles is what I consider the leader, because leaders take chances. My studio, Tulay and the gang, everybody over there at my studio, you need a CRM system. Everything we do is through the app, and I love it. I love it because we can really culturally, as a business, culturally take our culture into this app and really nurture it, right? Really nurture it at a high level. They don't get distracted and go off into a rabbit hole of Facebook or TikTok or anything else. It's a self-contained app, and it empowers the consumer. And I share that when I bought my Tesla. I went to the website, put down $700. They said, download the app. I downloaded the app. They said, here's the VIN, get your insurance. Great. Here's how you're going to pay for it. Great. You know, schedule the appointment. Great. Watch these tutorial videos. Great. And literally, I did everything through the app at Tesla. Everything until I went and picked up the car. There was no human contact whatsoever. Powerful, right? Powerful. So you do need something like My Studio. Absolutely. Kids Love Life Skills. You know, we've come a long way. We have three new badges coming out. We have Adapt. We have Service. We have Resilient. We have a lot of new badges. We're changing our motto to a subscription-based model. The reason I think that's important is because it allows you access to everything. I really want you to have access to everything. So that way, you can take a set of life skills for your master's club, or a set of life skills for your black belt club, a set of life skills for year one, year two, year three. It's hard to do that when all you have access to is maybe the basic kit with six life skills. Cool? So we're working on that, and that's coming up shortly. And then, of course, my sister, I love you, Tish, at LC Accounting. You need a good bookkeeper. I was talking to a client on Thursday about that. You need a good bookkeeper. Stop doing it yourself and using QuickBooks and Excel spreadsheets. You need somebody that studies tax law, somebody that knows local law, that can advise you not to put people on 1099s, advise you not to take cash, different things like that. Different things like that. I watched a lot of schools go under because they would barter out their memberships with training with people. They pay people under the table. They took a lot of cash. So they had no, you know, they had no actual hard copies, payroll through Gusto, anything like that. And they didn't get PPP money or ERC money. None of those things came into play, right? Because they had no way to prove I make this much money and to get the right amount. So again, I don't do business with people that take cash. If I go into your restaurant or somewhere and you ask for cash, I might eat there once and I'll never go back again, because you're not paying taxes, you're not contributing to the infrastructure, the roads and everything else, and I don't support that. So I'm a huge advocate of that, okay? Cool. So, post the link there for Boston. I would love to see you join me in Boston, Greg. Fly down, man. Fly down, and you could come to Marco's grand opening on Saturday for Focus Martial Arts. I'll be there. That's really why I'm coming out there, is for Marco is one of my friends. He started out as a client. Now he helps. He's one of our team members at Kids Love Life Skills. And so that relationship has grown over the years, and I love Marco and Amy and Christian so much. And so we're doing it at his place. And it's going to be a small group. You know, I anticipate about 20 people, but it's going to be the best day of learning you can ever have, because you know me, I always give a lot more, way beyond anything you could possibly pay me for. So that's the way I roll, right? That's the way I roll, and I believe that's the big foundation of my business. So here's the conversation I had. When I first started making, you know, really good money, I broke $1 million, and we did it again and did it again, and it was like year four of doing over $1 million a year in the schools, and I was still single at the time. I was still single at the time, 10X. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Who's I'll be there, sir? Who is that? I'll be there. And if you are, make sure you get your ticket, man, because we got to order t-shirts and stuff. And so I'm sitting there, you know, I'm talking to my financial guy, and I said, well, you know, where should I put my money, right? And I had read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which I like a lot. And I think I just bought a house, and I had a pretty successful business, and I was, you know, contributing to my portfolio consistently, right? Consistently. Lorenzo, what's up, Lorenzo? And so I sat there and I said to him, you know, where should I be investing my money? And he said, you know where you should invest your money? I said, where? He said, in to yourself. And I went, well, don't I already do that? I teach, I run this business, I'm putting money away in my portfolio, et cetera, et cetera. He says, no, invest in yourself. Invest in your personal development. Invest in your mindset. Invest in your body. Because make no mistake, in one heartbeat, you could be sick and broken and your business is gone. Gone, gone, gone. And I already shored that up. You know, it became a systems-driven business maybe a decade ago. It wasn't dependent upon me. I wasn't really working much in the business. Only until recently during the pandemic did I start working more consistently again. And I really took that to heart, because when I think about it, and we've all made money here, but how many of us have been in that position of wealth and you were more unhappy than you've ever been? Put it in the comments. Take ownership of that. How many have achieved at a time in your life where it's probably the highest level of wealth you have ever been at, right? In your personal life, not compared to anybody else, and you found yourself completely unhappy? Who can take ownership of that and put it in the comments? I want to see it. I mean, accountability to me is very important. And if you're going to be your own best investment, one of the things that helped me a lot was to become rigorously honest with myself, right? Yeah, I know, Greg, and that's a personal comment, but you and I both know that, right? And to be in that position, I think sometimes it's amplified. I remember one of those aha moments for me. I was a pop star in the Philippines. I had the number one album, 3 top 10 hits. I was standing on a stage singing to, I don't know how many thousands of people. I was singing at a concert, and it just, I felt completely alone. And then after that, I shut down for like 3 days, and I just sat in my house, right? And I had a big 6-bedroom house, a maid, a personal assistant, a private masseuse, all this stuff. And I'm going, what's going on here? What's going on here? Right? And I recognized that I didn't have the things that truly made me rich. Write this down. The Dalai Lama says, the person who is richest is the one who could be happiest with the least. So, if I took away, Brannon, the martial arts school owner, Brannon, the speaker, Brannon, the consultant, Brannon, the father, Brannon, the husband, Brannon, the son, Brannon, the, advocate for change in the industry, who would I be? Who would I be? Who would I be? And that is the person you need to invest in. So what did that mean for me? I remember, and I share this story passionately. Again, one of those really big moments that came with me was, I sat there, and I was maybe in my 40s. This was before my wife and I got back together because we had dated briefly. And I share these very personal, heartfelt stories with you because these are the things that are going to help you move from what's called a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. I don't care how you get there, right? People have different paths, different methods. Some find spirituality, some find, transcendental meditation, whatever. That part is not as important as the awakening of knowing I suffer from a fixed mindset. That's what causes me anxiety, depression, pain. That's what causes me to be stuck at less than 100 students year in and year out, decade after decade. That's what causes me to play the victim mindset and blame everything from the government to parents to my staff to everybody for why I am not successful. So that became a huge one when I saw the fixed mindset to a growth mindset. And here was my fixed mindset, right? My dad's been married 4 times. He was a womanizer, always messed around. I lived the same life as my father did, up until my 40s, until my wife and I got married. And I remember sitting there, and it was after one more broken, dysfunctional relationship. I was sitting in a Chevy's, with my friend, good friend of mine, financial advisor, my son, my daughter's godfather. And he was talking and I was in my own world. We were with him and his kids, just having dinner. And I'm going, well, here's my game plan, right? I'm going to buy a condo down by the ballpark, right? Because down by the ballpark where the Giants play, it's a tourist area. So I'd have this whole supply of women who are only there on vacation, right? Talk about non-committal, non-attachment. Just these women in town, right? And there was this all these places to hang out. I even had it mapped out, what restaurants to hang in, where to run, all this stuff. And I was looking at this condo because I had all this money coming in. And I sat there and looked at myself and I went, is that the life you want? And I saw myself driving, and please pardon me, I called it a dick car, right? And that's this car, you know, that an old man drives to look younger. And I imagined combing my hair over the bald spot like this over on my, and I sat with myself going, I just sat there for a minute and went, whoa, is that, I played that out, you guys. You know, here I was going to be this dirty old man chasing young women, and I knowing that they're there simply because I have money. No more, no less. How shallow, how no purpose. I mean, I was just slowly dissipating into thin air. You know, I was somebody, and I was just from that fixed mindset, that person I was trying to become. The fixed mindset was just trying to squish him down to this nothingness, you know, of this entity that just lived, you know, to pick up on women and go through that vicious cycle. It was horrible. And I was in that space and I sat down, and by the grace of God, it wasn't too shortly after that, I went on a 3-year, I'm going to call it a retreat. I was celibate for 3 years. I didn't date anybody. I just went on this really deep, deep thing. And I'm saying the methods, I sat in the woods and beat drums half naked with men crying. I sat in the Zen center staring at a white wall for hours waiting for enlightenment. I went to a 3-day retreat, a silent retreat, you know, where you ate in silent. You didn't talk to anybody. We did walking meditations. Because the thing was, I was committed to making the investment. And that's what I'm here to share. Until you truly invest in yourself, none of it will matter. But what does it become? You have to move. That fixed mindset is a victim mindset. You're stuck. You're freaking stuck there. Okay? So to move from victim mindset to growth mindset, the first thing you have to do is take full accountability for your life today. 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 And understand that you are worth it. Say it right now. Put it in the comments. Put it, if you truly believe you are worth happiness, you are worth mental success, you are worth physical success, you are worth relationship success, you are worth goal success, you are worth financial success. You know, I had this moment of guilt about 2 weeks ago. I bought this brand new Tesla and I paid for it with cash. And I flash back to being 17 years old, buying an $800 Dodge Dart 1968 Hoopty from my father. And so for a moment, I felt real guilty that here I am, you know, buying this car. And it wasn't too much. It was on like $66,000. And I paid for it with cash. And one side, I was pinching myself going, wow, you can do that today. The other side was going, what a waste of money. You should buy a used car and, you know, as long as it runs and get you from A to B, blah, 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 blah. What a waste. And I went through this whole head trip. So those tapes will always be there. And as I say, red dog, blue dog, right? Red dog is the bad part of Brandon. You're unworthy. You're undeserving, right? Who are you to believe you deserve financial success, relationship success? Who are you? Who are you? You're nobody. And then on the other side is the blue dog, raising me up, right? My personal cheerleader. Brandon, you're a good person. Brandon, you give back tenfold to the community. Brandon, you've helped so many people in the martial arts industry, right? Create their version of success. Brandon, you serve your family. Brandon, you provide for your team. You know, and so that side, and every day they're both there. They're both there. And you got to know that. You got to know that. So I understand this red dog is always there. But as long as I do not feed the red dog, okay, stay with me on this, right? As long as I do not feed the red dog, he lies dormant, he lies weak, and he can't dictate my day, my happiness, my mindset, or anything. Okay? Yeah, right? I mean, Karth, good, thank you, Karth, because it was, you know, and I'll go through the Tesla thing in a minute, because I'm going to show you smart business with that. All right, so, I know the Red Dog's always there, and I watch school owners, because I work with you guys all over the world, just beat the shit out of yourselves. You're unworthy, because most of us who came to the martial arts to begin with were broken. We lacked self-confidence, somebody was bullying us, you know, we needed a male role model in our life. Well, guess what? That never changed. You never worked on that part. Martial arts will give you a new skill set of, you know, discipline, focus, all the rest, but it doesn't take care of things that happened to you as a child. So if you want to invest in yourself, I did 5 years of therapy, and if I thought there was a need to do it again, I absolutely freaking would. I sat there and wrote a whole book on everything that's happened to me so I don't live in the shadows. I don't live in shame, right? I was molested. I shouldn't be ashamed of that. I was a victim, but I'm not a victim today. I'm a full-grown adult. So one of the wonderful exercises that I had done through therapy was Brandon the adult went into that room, you know, in that rundown flat on 15th Street, and went and found little Brandon, who was physically abused, who was sexually molested. He found little Brandon, and he said, hey, man, I'm here. I got this, and I got you. Let's go into the new day. And that was, whew, that was such an exercise. But, you know, how is this all investing in yourself? It all is. I had no idea what path I was going to take. But I woke up and realized I am worth it. And as they say in 12-step programs, it works when you work it. So work it because you are worth it. Everybody got that? So every day I feed the blue dog. Feed the freaking blue dog. Feed, 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 feed. And when Red Dog needs some love, I'll pat him, but I ain't feeding him. He will lie dormant and he will not dictate my day. So going back to the test I really meant for a minute. Yeah, emotional mind is the monkey mind. Yeah. So, but you know what's beautiful about emotions? You know, is that it's what makes us human. It does. Yeah, I was dropping my son off today, and he's 14 now, and I just felt so much love for him. And I love those that type of awareness. It makes me rich beyond rich, beyond rich. And so the Tesla, really quick, Karth, you know, 6 years ago, I put solar panels in my home because I wanted to get a Tesla one day. When I remodeled the home in 2019, I put in the 220 outlet for the wall connector because I wanted to get a Tesla one day. Then my guy told me they were, you know, marking down Teslas by $12,500 on the Model Y. I saved $12,500. Got about $7,500 on the trade-in for my Lexus. I sold it to a third party so I'd get the most out of it. And my car insurance got reduced by $400 a year. Go figure. And now my gas bill, which is none, I'm saving about $1,500 a year on that because of the solar panels and all. And I paid cash. No interest, no finance charges, none of it. So it was a really sweet deal. And because I don't look at cars as an investment. But see how smart that was? I could have foregoed all of that and simply did it because I wanted to. But it was a very smart business purchase. And being 61, you know, the shelf life of this Tesla is incredible. Right, so technically, one day when they get that autopilot really, really good, I might buy it when I'm old and can't drive because I want independence. So you see how all this came together? It wasn't just this knee-jerk reaction, but that moment of guilt I felt, Karth, that one moment, I had to really reflect on that. So that's the first big investment. You have to decide that you're worth all this success. Emotional, spiritual, mental, physical, relationship, financial, the whole nine yards. Then two, you go on a path of self-discovery. I don't care if it's therapy. I even sat in some acupuncture clinic drinking detox teas with a bunch of needles in my ear with a bunch of other freaking people I didn't know listening to meditative music. I did not care. Because what I cared about more was becoming the best version of me. Because here I am making $1 million a year and I was suffering from a fixed mindset, right? And we see it every day. We see it every day. Rich, famous people killing themselves. Wow, you got all that money, all that fame. How could you do that to yourselves? Who knows what battle they're fighting inside? Who knows how much they're suffering deeply, right? And we got to cut the show short today at 12:45 because I'm going to go pick up some after schoolers because they're getting out early for spring break. So I'm happy to do that. I'm happy. I said that some of the other day. They go, you still do that? Yeah. Yep, I do. You know why? Because I have a great family. I have a great team. I love serving my community. I live in a $2 million home. I drive a $66,000 Tesla. My wife gets whatever she wants. They're going to Vegas this week. Her and the kids with a couple of other moms. Doesn't include me. It's a mom and kid trip. And she looked at me, babe, can we go to Vegas? I said, yeah, when are we going? It doesn't include you. Oh, why? And I was sad. You know why? I love being with my family. And that's the cool thing. Where I am today, money can't buy it. But am I grateful to earn the money I do? Am I grateful to provide? Yes, you know it. You know it. You know it. And so all of that has been a culmination of those things. So you've decided you're worth it. You know you are. Great. Now set about on that path. Do whatever you got to do. Remember, it's a journey of what? Self-discovery. Write that down. Self-discovery, right? It's not what I think you should do, and I don't want you to copy me, because the key to empowerment, and I'm going to say empowerment, not empowerment, empowerment is you going inward, going inward, going inward, inward. And you got to be willing to pull back your own freaking covers and take a hard look. But I don't mean hard and beat the shit out of yourself. Look at me, I'm a piece of shit. No, I'm talking about with a deep sense of love, with a deep sense of empathy, with a deep sense of gratitude, right? Who's ever said this statement and can validate this one for me? I'm really good at beating myself up. Anybody? Anybody? Right? I don't need you to beat me up. I'm really good at beating myself up. Well, I'm challenging you today and asking you that question. Can you be really good at loving yourself? Can you be really good at nurturing yourself? And nurturing is some days tough love. I talk to myself in the mirror every morning, and I call myself out on my own shit. When I climb on a pity pot, and I'm going, poor me, and I'm living from the victim mindset, you know what I immediately do? Gratitude. Write that down. Anytime you find yourself playing the victim card, feeling sorry for yourself, going, poor me, poor me, poor me, go through a gratitude prayer. Go through a gratitude meditation. Go through your gratitude list. Okay? Right? Yep, I'm enough and I'm worthy. Yes, you are, Virginia. We had many heartfelt talks at midnight, and I'm just so happy, happy for you and your love and your marriage and your home. You know, all these things that at that time, you know, wasn't even fathomable. And you're a miracle. And that, those are the things that are encouraging to the world. You know, those are the things that make what I do worth everything, everything, everything. Everything. So when I climb on that pity pot by going through that gratitude list, and you should read The Mindset by Carol Dweck, one of my favorite books, The Mindset by Carol Dweck. Brilliant book, you guys. Just freaking brilliant. And it really talks about moving from that fixed mindset to a growth mindset. Because imagine you suffer from a fixed mindset and you're making millions of dollars. You're still poor. But if you can have a growth mindset, guess what? You don't think you're going to grow your finances? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And I saw that video today by Gary Vee where he was saying, hey, man, you make $60,000 a year and you're happy and you have freedom of time and you play on 4 softball teams and da-da-da-da-da. You're much richer than the guy who makes $8 million that's an asshole and is stressed out 24/7, 365, right? Think about that. Think about that. I was talking to, you know, one of my young clients, and he was saying that he was so stressed out on this business of his, he actually started to get chest pains. That is not worth it. That is not worth it. Slow is the new fast. A 1,000-mile journey begins with what? A single step. A single step. And every step that I take towards being a better me, is that organically going to get you more students? Yes. Because you're a better leader, you're a better example in your every thought, word, and action. So when you step on the mat, you serve better. If you're a grateful person, you know, I was just telling my wife that, because I pick up this group of kids every Friday, and I like doing it. Someone said that. You make all that money, why don't you just pay somebody to do it? Time's up, pencils down. I like going to pick up these kids on Friday. I love it when they smile at me because, you know, and every week I bring them a treat, long story short. And I do that. And I choose to do that. And that was, you know, I watched Sam Walton, right? The guy from Walmart, the Walmart guy. Was it Sam Walton? Walton's correct. And this dude drove an old Ford truck and liked to zip around his farm. He gave a shit, you know, and people would look at him like he's nuts. Warren Buffett lives in a $40,000 home he bought decades and decades ago. And I think he drives a hoopty Camry or a Seville. And the market has a good day. His wife puts enough change in his coin cup to buy a McDonald's breakfast. If it's a bad day on the market, she gives him enough money to go buy a sausage McMuffin. That's badass. That's just freaking badass. See, because money doesn't define him. That's why he makes so much money. When I associated my self-worth with how much money I made, I was screwed, blued, and tattooed. You with me? The minute I just became a purpose-driven, service-driven person with smart business, don't get me wrong. People think I'm some kumbaya, California tree-hugging guy. No. The minute I truly invested in being me, the best version of me, and living from a purpose of live your best life, everything just became so much broader and bigger. You know, when I doubled my revenue from $1 million a year to $2 million, you know, I went, wow, how'd that just happen? That's a trip, but it's not. When you're living the right life and you're doing the right things at the minimum, on the worst day possible, when we're refunding money because we overcharge or da-da-da-da-da, I am still rich. So, last but not least, and you know what? Maybe we'll pick this up next week because I think this is a really fine subject that needs a lot of love. And we'll go deep on this at It's Time Live Boston. Come join me. Get signed up. I think it's very important to have really good anchors in your life. And whether it's a loved one, whether it's journaling, I love to journal, whether it's every day taking time to meditate, which I do, you have a certain walking path that you like. You know, I was working with Steven Reinstein at one point of Market Muscles, and his big thing was he loved to skateboard. So I said, let's schedule that. Put it in your Google Calendar. When it goes ping, I don't care what you're doing at work. You stop. You take your freaking skateboard, go outside for 15 minutes and get some fresh air. I mean, things like that. Find out what works for you, right? And it could be a comfort food even. I have certain comfort foods that I like to eat, not every freaking day, but I have certain comfort foods that I just really, you know, find love in. I find balance in, right? Yeah, thank you, sir. Yeah, I love talking with Jason because, again, you know, I don't have clients, I have relationships. And anyone that makes the time to invest into a relationship with me beyond what you've ever paid me, you know, I will love you forever. I'm a loyal friend. I'm loyal than a dog. That's the way I roll. Because you really get to the good stuff in a relationship when you go through hell and high water, right? That's when you really learn about the value of a relationship. When you're having a rough day and you're vulnerable enough to share it with somebody. And if all it is I pay you and you tell me this, that's not a good day. So those anchors, whatever they are, you know, I have them during the holiday. My wife's chocolate chip cookies. I got to have those during the holidays, right? We used to get pumpkin pie from the supermarket and put Cool Whip on it. I still will have that during the holidays. So comfort foods are really, that's right, it's called comfort food, right? A certain blanket, a certain TV show, you know, a certain song. Music is huge for me. So all these different things I'm talking about work for me. I don't know what works for you, right? And you got to figure that out. So put it in the comments. I think next week what I'm going to challenge you on, I'm going to invite any of you to come on the show and share one thing that you're doing in your life to invest in yourself. Short, 5-minute increments, no big deal, but I want to challenge you because if you can come on and be vulnerable and be transparent, for me, that empowerment is even more phenomenal. I will not live in shame ever in my life. I will always keep my shame and my darkness, my skeletons in the closet are all out, they're in the open, and I want to keep them there. Because I don't ever want to go back to living that fixed mindset of shame and guilt and victim. I don't want to do that. So I keep things in the light of day. So I'm going to invite you to come on the show next week. Anybody? Anybody want to come, you know, come onto the show next week? Just DM Marco and we'll get you links and everything. And just quick 5 minutes of what you do to invest in yourself that you find really, 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 really. Thank you, Greg. Greg made a commitment that you find really, really, really empowering, right? And that can really, that helps you. Cool? All right. So let me wrap this up so I can go get my kitties from the after school program. It's 10 Live Boston. Flash that up there, Marco. You know, it's going to be a small group, as my groups are always that way, and it's by design. It's by design. You know, I don't want to put you in some big giant room and just inundate you with lights and DJ music and then turn around and sell you some product that you don't even need outside. You come hang out with me for a day at Marco's Place, Focus Martial Arts. It's going to be deep. Can you flash that up there for me, Marco? I know Marco's working and doing a couple of other things. If you got It's Time Live Boston, put it in the comments there. Thank you. There's the link right there. And then, of course, some of you have been to my other event on the West Coast in August 12th through 15th. It's Time Live Balance, 4-day retreat. It's probably my best work. It's my best purpose. And it's just, it's an amazing 4 days, you know. And each time it grows in what it does. And everybody was contributing at the last one. We just had these little workshops and different things going on. And this, it just grew and it'll grow again. It's Time Live Balance, August 12th through 15th. Again, that's only 20 school owners for 4 days. Only 20. Because that is my tipping point. That's where I do my best work. Cool. All right. So Boston, April 23rd. Be there. Come on the show next week. Greg's committed to that. If anyone else wants to commit to that, please do so now. We're going to continue one more part two on you are your best investment because you truly, truly, truly are. And finding ways to cultivate that on a daily basis is super important because it changes. What I do today at 61 is slightly different than what I did at 51 and 41 and 31. So understanding that too in real time is a whole nother road that we can travel down together. Cool? All right, let's thank our sponsors one time. We have TUSA, Market Muscles, My Studio, Kids Love Life Skills, and LC Accounting. Thank you to my sponsors. I love you. Thank you, Marco, for always holding up the back end of this thing we call life. I am Brandon Beliso. This is Success Never Sleeps. Until we talk again, you go out there, live your best life.